crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A viewing is taking place today for fallen Baltimore City Fire Lieutenant Mark Drambauer Jr. The 23-year veteran of the department suffered a medical emergency while on an aerial ladder fighting a blaze at a three-story row home on West Saratoga Street. He was later placed on life support to allow time for his organs to be prepared for donation, and he passed away on May 17th. Visitors may pay their respects from 3 until 9 at the Schimanick Funeral Home in Bel Air, and a funeral service will be held Saturday at Mountain Christian Church in Joppa Town. Maryland State Police are increasing patrols and enforcement efforts to keep the roadway safe over the Memorial Day weekend. Troopers from 23 barracks, including the Spider Team, will be watching for impaired, aggressive, speeding, and distracted drivers, and there will be statewide DUI saturation patrols. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles come into the Red Sox series 16 under and 13 and a half back of the Yankees, but it could be worse. We could be in Colorado.
Two up, two down, and Jordan Beck, the last hope for the Rockies.
Fly ball, shallow left field. Kepler started back. Now he comes running in. He's under it. Makes the catch, and the ball game is over.
Phillies handing the Rockies their fifth straight loss, leaving Colorado 8-42 on the season. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball since the 1895 Louisville Colonels started at 7-43. Memorial Day weekend, of course, a big weekend for racing. The Indy 500 Sunday at 12:45 p.m. Joseph Newgarden, the two-time defending champ. And then the NASCAR Cup Series Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway at 6 p.m. Kyle Larson attempting for the second time to make history by joining John Andretti, Tony Stewart, Robbie Gordon, and Kurt Busch as the only drivers to take the green flag in both races on the same day. NCAA lacrosse Final Four weekend at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Kelly clan will be well represented. Junior defenseman J.K. Kelly and number one seed Cornell play Penn State Saturday at noon. Then fifth-year senior Daniel Kelly and number two seed Maryland will clash with Syracuse at 2:30 p.m. And then finally, sophomore midfielder Iyasu Kelly and Dickinson will tangle with unbeaten Tufts in a Division III final on Sunday at 7 p.m. More than two dozen family members are expected to show up this weekend in Foxborough. Coming up in 30 minutes, a great Baltimore baseball sports writer has passed away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Fox 45 forecast. We've got a drier day ahead of us, a nice mix of sun and clouds, breezy as we head through the rest of the afternoon, and cooler with highs in the mid and upper 60s today. Mostly clear and pretty chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Currently 61 degrees in Bel Air, 62 in Halthorpe, and 61 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have some great plans ahead of you. If you're like me, maybe you plan to just relax, and that's okay. I will be here on Monday, by the way, if you were wondering. Maybe you weren't wondering, but I will. I will be here on Monday. And then don't forget, on Tuesday, we'll be joined by Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker. We're going to talk about his latest press release about the migrant arsonist, but also I do want to talk to him about the juvenile crime and what's been going on, because we did talk to State's Attorney Ivan Bates this past week on Monday. And I want to know if they're having these same issues in Carroll County. Now, of course, the sidestep program that we continue to talk about for these juveniles, that's in Baltimore. But I'm wondering, do they have one of those diversion programs in Carroll County? And if they do, who operates it? Is it through the state's attorney's office? Is it through the county itself, similar to Monzie in Baltimore City? I don't know. And you know, there's a possibility they don't have a diversion program. So we'll talk to, again, state's attorney Haven Shoemaker. He will be on with us on Tuesday. Before the break, we were talking, of course, about Congressman Andy Harris. And if you're just joining us, I'm going to ask you, where the heck have you been? Okay, we've had a lot that we were discussing. And when it comes to Congressman Andy Harris, again, I just want to reiterate, in no way, shape, or form am I saying that somebody should get out there and primary Andy Harris. What we're going off of today is the fact that Andy Harris is the only congressman in the Republican Party, of course, that voted on Capitol Hill, that voted present for the Big Beautiful Bill. Now, I have my criticisms of the Big Beautiful Bill, and I know many of you do as well. It does add debt, and for, you know, my understanding, with President Trump and so many Republicans that were heading to Congress, they were telling us how much they were going to reduce the amount of debt that we have in this country. And that's what we voted for. And so there are a lot of people commenting and saying, look, if you didn't like the bill, the least you could have done was voted no. And Congressman Andy Harris decided to vote present. So at WCBM.com, the poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate is very simple. And that is, should Congressman Andy Harris be primaried? So far, 64% of you say yes, 36% of you say no. Now, again, I will repeat that Congressman Andy Harris has a ton of name recognition, and he's got over $1 million already in his coffers. And so if somebody were to primary him, it would be a ton of work and it would cost a ton of money, but I'm not saying that it can't be done, okay? Like I said earlier, there's no way that he doesn't know that these conversations are happening. You can go to any of his social media accounts, and there are hundreds upon hundreds of comments from within his district expressing how they are not happy with his vote. And so I'll go back to the phone lines here. I've got Edward. Edward, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I so do.
All right.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
The bill... The big, beautiful bill. Until put into motion, I'm just a bill, just a regular bill. You remember that Saturday morning cartoon?
Yes.
Right?
Yep, with the rolled-up bill walking down the street. Yep.
Until you see it put into motion, it's like making a plan. I have a plan to do this. I have a plan. One, a plan is just good intentions until you start doing it, right?
Right. And it still has to pass the Senate. Yeah, you're right.
Right. There's a lot of variables in this bill. Okay?
Absolutely.
Sounds good, but every president has a plan, and they all sound good. As far as the judge who let this hardened criminal sneak out the back door of the courtroom.
Yeah.
I must say, look, I've been bitten by an animal that my heart said save this poor creature. And when I reached out for it, it bit me. Okay? We don't know what this person said to this judge. But maybe he got inside of her heart. All right? I don't believe that she's an evil person. I refuse to believe that. Okay? I think she meant she was doing well. And obviously, by the tapes and everything, she broke the law, clearly. Yeah. Look, she knew she was breaking the law the moment she gave this guy forward momentum. She knew, she's a judge.
Right.
I think she, as far as punishment, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm guilty of so many things myself, okay? I don't know if punishment would be profitable in any way. Look, everything's about profit. Money, money, money. All right? Would jailing her or prosecuting her benefit anyone?
Well, I would send a message for a judge to never do anything like that ever again.
Well, judges should know right in the first place, and that's why the judicial system is going to take care of this.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Thank you, Edward. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm there with you, but I think there is going to be some benefit to prosecuting her. I think the message has to be sent. Remember, there's another judge that also was snatched up by the FBI. He was actually, I think he was housing someone with that dangerous Venezuelan gang. We can't do things like this. We can't. I mean, to be there and to allow, you know, ICE agents to become distracted by her, by the way, so that he could run out the back door. And he was already previously deported back in 2013. I mean, come on. Come on. You can't do stuff like this. And then where was this guy hiding out? Meanwhile, why was he in the courtroom to begin with? You know what I mean? I don't know. I just I can't get with that one. We were talking about Congressman Andy Harris. I got Mark in Middle River. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good afternoon, Kim, or still good morning.
Yeah.
Got a question, or actually a comment. If these congresspeople want to go to El Salvador and plead the case for this guy, why don't they do a, quote, prisoner swap? You want to come here, we'll let him go, but you're staying in his place. I think that would stop that at a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, I wonder, Mark, if they're even going to let Congressman Glenn Ivey in to see him. Because, I mean, he has even less name recognition than Senator Chris Van Hollen. And I don't think, you know, the El Salvador, from what I could tell, the last four members of Congress that went down there after Van Hollen, they weren't even allowed anywhere near CECOT. So I'm wondering.
They want to go, let them go. At their expense, number one, because you know it's going to be a one-hour tab.
Yeah.
And let El Salvador keep them in swap. If you don't want this guy here, fine. We'll let him go, but you're staying. That's simple.
Yeah,
and that'll stop that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Thank you, Mark, so much. Hope you have a great weekend. Look, Congressman Glenn Ivey, he did announce this, and I laughed at it, you know, after Senator Chris Van Hollen went down there, and he got the stiff arm. Remember that with El Salvador? And then finally they let him see him. And the El Salvadorian president, he was slick, man. He was so slick. He set up the margaritas on the table, and then, you know, we don't know. I mean, Senator Chris Van Hollen said he didn't have any of the margarita. I mean, did Kilmer have any of his margarita? I don't know. All I know, and that doesn't even matter to me, all I know is, you know, they're doing this as a photo op. And they're basically, you know, trying to create all this drama and attention around President Trump, you know, saying that he's doing the wrong thing and these people are not given due process. Now, personally, you know, not talking about the Constitution, personally, you know, where I stand on the issue, if you come into our country illegally or you overstay your visa, you aren't using our process, you're not owed due process. That's how I feel personally. Obviously, the Constitution somewhat says something else, right? But I don't know if Glenn Ivey is going to actually be able to see Kilmer Orrego Garcia. And then this is Memorial Day weekend. So what is he going to do, right? Because he's on his way down there now. What is he going to do? Is he going to try to make news on Memorial Day weekend? No. There's lots of people that aren't even at work today, especially in the media. So then you're going to wait, hoping that this is going to be a big story and hit the news outlets on a Tuesday? after Memorial Day? Come on. I don't know who's giving these members of Congress PR advice in Maryland. I just want to let you know that they're giving you bad advice. They're terrible. Speaking of which, Governor Wes Moore, did you see this? He was mentioned in Jake Tapper's new book. He was mentioned. And so it wasn't a big mention, but they basically said, Governor Wes Moore also knew, he had to have known, that President Joe Biden wasn't sharp as a tack and all these other things that they were saying. So then Governor Wes Moore was asked about it on some interview yesterday, and he says, I don't want to look back. It's not hindsight now. They say things like this. Meanwhile, he looks back at the Hogan administration every freaking day, right, to pass blame. But now all of a sudden, he's not dabbling in hindsight. He's the worst liar. He's the worst liar. I called him out at the beginning of the week because he said, I don't look at individual cases, so I'm not going to look at, Bonnie Griffith, the mother that didn't get to enjoy Mother's Day because she was killed in a stolen vehicle by juveniles in Howard County. And when asked about it, he said, I don't look at individual cases. Couldn't even say, my condolences to her family or this is heartbreaking. Nothing. Nothing. Just lied. Because then, of course, a month before that, he was talking about Kilmar Abrego Garcia, which is an individual case. Liar. Lied about the Brown Star. Lied about, being the other Wes Moore and pretending that he grew up in a hard knock life. He had cuffs on his wrist at 11 because he decided to use graffiti and, mark up a public building. It's not like he was a hardened criminal at 11. The guy's a liar. The guy is a liar. But we know this already. He's constantly reading this script. All I'm going to say again here is, Maryland, in my view, is the land of the mediocre politicians. Many of them have no name recognition, and they won't. They won't. Do you think Johnny O is going to be some national celebrity? He won't be. He won't do anything out of the box that's going to be good for his constituents. He didn't do it as the Boulder County executive. Congressman Glenn Ivey, he's been there for a few years. I guess he'll try to get name recognition on this El Salvador trip. But the advice he received was terrible advice. You don't do something like this on Memorial Day weekend. That's silliness. Nobody's going to talk about it. It's a Friday news dump. Try again another day, I guess. And then if we talk about Steny Hoyer or these others that have been sitting in these seats and have done absolutely nothing, they're not going to go anywhere. Senator Chris Van Hollen was embarrassed this week by Secretary Marco Rubio. His face was all red. He had egg on his face, and it was ridiculous what he was saying. And so this is what we have, right? We've got members of Congress that are mediocre in general, getting terrible PR advice from the consultants here in Maryland and the Democrat Party that are just awful, but they think that they're great. And they think that because they have all these wins, right? It'd be, you got vote blue no matter who all over the state, even those in the Maryland General Assembly. I saw some video of, it was out of Calvert County. There was some delegate in Calvert County that was making a big deal about his outfit at Preakness, apparently. And Calvert County Republicans were all over it. And apparently this guy, awful votes, very progressive. But he went to Preakness in like this tan suit that had shorts or something. I don't know what it was. And he had like this top hat on. I don't know. But they walk in like they're some kind of celebrities. And I'm like thinking, I'm watching this thing. And there was even like some guy like hired security or something. I'm like, first of all, nobody knows who you actually are. Okay? You win these elections because you have a D by your name. I could go on the street and I could do a man on the street style interview with anybody. And I could show them pictures of, say, Delegate Nick Allen. Or delegate, what other delegates they have? I could even go to State Senator Kathy Klausmeier, former state senator, now county executive. I can put her picture out there. Nobody's going to know who she is. State Senator Carl Jackson. You think they know who he is? They don't know who he is. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody talks about them. They don't do any press. And when they do press, it's like some Boy Scout or Girl Scout story or a ribbon cutting. Nothing about doing anything for their constituents. The new delegate, Kim Ross, do you think people will know who she is? No. No. So when people tell me like, Kim, it's going to be a very tough race. And Glenn Gilhar, it's going to be so tough. He might not win this thing. You shouldn't be putting so much time and effort. Why not? Why not? They're just voting for the D behind the name. They have no idea who these people are. None whatsoever. The Freedom Caucus in Maryland, the Republicans that we have, Nino Mangione and others, they actually know who they are. Because they're out there fighting. They're actually out there talking to people, doing things. These others, the Democrat Party and the General Assembly, they're not doing stuff. They're not out there talking to constituents. They might call one constituent and say, hey, are you doing something great at your business? Oh, great, I'll come by and I'll give you a citation and we can take pictures and I can post it on Instagram. A joke. Mediocre. We'll discuss more when we get back.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president. A man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country. And he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-lap as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
All right, I'll stop beating up on the Democrats here in Maryland. Psych! Just kidding. Just joking. No, I won't go on. But I will say, you know, there's a lot of mediocre, you know, politicians in office in the state of Maryland. And they get in there because they have a D by their name. And people always ask me, Kim, you know, you've run all those times in Maryland and unsuccessfully, you know, if you could give anybody any advice, what would it be? Very simple. If you were a Republican, I would register as a Democrat and I would run as a Democrat. Because at the end of the day, all they're voting for is the D by the name. They have no clue who these people are. None. They go and they look at their ballot and they say, oh, there's the D, there's the D, there's the D. So if you're a Republican and people don't really know you yet and you're getting out there, you're getting your, you know, your hat in the ring, go ahead and just be a Democrat. You'll win the seat and then you can get in the Maryland General Assembly and you can vote right with the Freedom Caucus every single time. That's fine. I respect it. Do it. Because they're just looking at the letter. You know what? I should do a video like that one day, like the man on the street style. And I should just have pictures of like Nick Allen. Because, you know, this is all in my district area, Nick Allen, all those guys. And I'll just line them all up. And then I'll just ask people, do you know who any of these people are? And I guarantee you, everybody will say, I have no idea. I have no idea. And it's like, you know, if you fought for something, maybe people would know you. Right? I mean, if the budget is bad and you still voted for the budget or if you voted against the budget, go out there and make some waves. Get in the press. Say, hey, look, I'm a Democrat. And I voted against the budget because it is ridiculous and it puts more taxes and fees on the everyday American, and we're already very strained. And if you were a Democrat in Annapolis and you did that, people would know who you are. But they're so afraid to step out of line because, remember, here in Maryland, the Democrat Party, it's all about waiting your turn. You got to wait in line so you can be selected if you're not elected. So you got to wait in turn. You can't step on any toes. If you want to fight for reparations, you have to do it with the Black Legislative Caucus. God forbid you step out of line there and say, hey, guys, we can't really do a reparations commission. Right? I mean, it's like they all do these things together. And that way, none of them takes any real heat. And then if they just keep that D by their name, you could look at the voter turnout for some of these districts, very low turnout. And so they just win, you know, being Democrats. So again, that's my advice. If you want to run this time around, I would say register as a Democrat, run as a Democrat, knock at least 2,000 doors, make maybe 2,000 voter contact calls, raise possibly $60,000, and you could go to the Maryland General Assembly. And I will go to your party and I will help celebrate. And I will actually come with the food, okay? And I know that sounds crazy. Like, Kim, why would you give such advice? I know it sounds crazy, but that's exactly what it comes down to. They're going to vote blue no matter who, but they don't know these fools. They have no idea who they are. And that's our advantage. As a Republican, that is our advantage. I got a text here from Marty. Marty said, Kim, what's your favorite Westmore lie? We could play a whole game on this. What's my favorite Westmore lie? Marty's favorite Westmore lie is when he claimed that he received the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame Award, even though there's no such award. We could do a whole game on that one. I still think the Bronze Star one was pretty crazy. Because then 16 years later, he gives himself the Bronze Star. Just like, wow, is that how we're doing things? That's crazy. But I think even the most recent lie that he told Mackenzie Frost, oh, I don't comment on individual cases. You literally sent a video from Asia about Kilmer Obrego Garcia and how you opposed the fact that President Trump was not trying to rescue him, quote unquote, from his actual country of El Salvador. The video was over a minute long. Now all of a sudden you don't comment on individual cases? That's a lie. You've done it before, more than once. All right, coming up next, still so much more to discuss.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration crossing swords with Harvard University yet again, the administration revoking the school's ability to enroll international students, and Harvard is hitting back with a lawsuit. President Trump is ramping up his tariff threats. It's having a negative impact on the stock market. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all lower this morning. There was a vigil last evening outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, Washington, D.C. That's where two Israeli embassy aides were fatally shot Wednesday night. The gunman, who screamed "Free Palestine" upon his arrest, facing a variety of charges, including first-degree murder. Small plane clipped a power line in heavy fog before crashing in a San Diego neighborhood yesterday, killing at least three people on the plane. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 356 points, NASDAQ off 248. More details, srnnews.com.
The challenges our planet's animals are facing sometimes feel a bit heavy.
The animals haven't eaten in a day, 2 days, they haven't drank anything. They're cold, they're dehydrated.
As soon as we started our descent, everywhere I could see was mud, just absolutely mud.
So the country has been in prolonged drought so long, it was like a tinderbox waiting to go up.
Okay, very heavy. Each of us wants to be part of the solution, and we can be. Remember that there's good happening right now. At home.
All right, we were able to get into your unit, and we have all four of your cats. So,
okay.
And around the world. For any animal in any disaster. So let's focus on that, right? Be part of the solution. One rescue at a time. Search ifa.org/disaster ready.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More from Orioles general manager Mike Elias as the Birds and Red Sox get set for a day-night doubleheader today in Boston. The GM was asked if he's concerned about the lack of Major League coaching experience among Tony Mancelino and his staff.
It's a young staff. That's something that I'm aware of. There's a relative inexperience, but it's a very talented group. A lot of major league playing experience in the group and a lot of good baseball intellect in the group. So I'm working with these guys every day, trying to figure out and troubleshoot what we can do to get these guys playing better.
Indy 500 this Memorial Day weekend. The rookie Robert Schwartzman won the pole position for the race, making him the first rookie pole winner since 1983.
Coming here, I was just dreaming about it, and here we are. And, as one of the guys who were asking me questions, he said, it's quite a good coincidence. Your car number is 83, and the last rookie to take pole position was in 1983.
And finally, sad news to report, Jim Henneman, a staple at Orioles games since the team arrived in 1954, and a longtime sports writer for the News American, The Sun, and Press Box, has passed away after an 18-month battle with cancer. As a youth, the Baltimore native pitched for Calvert Hall College High School and then on to Loyola College. The Camden Yards Press Box was renamed the Jim Henneman Press Box in his honor. April 27th of last year, Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Palmer delivered remarks. Jim Henneman was 89. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from Orioles general manager Mike Elias on the state of the Birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are finally taking a break from the rain today. Actually, a nice mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Little breezy with winds gusting in from the west up to 20 miles an hour, and definitely still kind of cool with temperatures in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and turning chilly tonight as lows fall back into the upper 40s. We've got sunshine to kick off your holiday weekend tomorrow. Still breezy and cool with highs in the upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you hear the words nonprofit organization, what comes to mind? Is it a place your dog called home before finding you? Is it an organization that supports accessibility or fights for our most basic needs? It's impossible to show all the ways nonprofit organizations make a difference in our world. But it's not impossible to be part of it. Reach out to a nonprofit organization that inspires you today to find how you can help make the world a better place.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
All right. Hope you guys are gearing up for your big weekend, Memorial Day weekend. If you have the day off on Monday, feel good about that. And just know that you can also tune in to Kim Klasick Live on Monday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, like you can every weekday, because I will be here on Monday. I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. I did have a text here from Marty. Marty says, at least Carl Jackson came on your show. You can't say that about Larry Hogan or AWOL Andy. I will say that was a quid pro quo kind of situation for him coming on the show. But he was supposed to come, if you guys remember, he was supposed to come on the show in studio and actually take phone calls. So I'm not giving him any credit there, Marty. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I'm not giving him any credit. Looks like I have somebody on the line here that wants to weigh in. Craig in Baltimore County. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Kim. Reading an article on America's Thinker by an author named Olivia Murray, and she compares the idiot who shot those two people the other night and killed them with a politician out in Chicago who's friends, I guess, with the family. But also, she talks about Luigi Mangione's grandfather being friends with the Pelosi's. So she's making a smear there of the Mangione family, who do not in any way go along with what the boy did by killing that, by murdering that healthcare executive.
Right.
So, and it looks as like a smear. And, you know, the Maggioni family is nothing like that. I mean, it's probably, to them, I'm fairly familiar with Nino, a tragedy to the family that something like that would happen.
Yeah.
It, you know, this is a smear. I don't know how to get in touch with them directly, but, you know, I hope that, you know, listeners, you know, understand how vital the Maggioni family is to conservatism in Maryland.
Oh, right. No, for sure.
What they're doing, you know, they're not making a fortune off of keeping that station going.
Yeah.
You know, I give them, you know, tons of credit for that.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so just, you know, I consider it a smear to, you know, the Italians in Maryland are very close-knit. Even, you know, politics aside, my dad, we're not Italian, but my dad was familiar with lots of them back in the 60s. And they have to stick together because, you know, so many of the ethnic groups in this country have to stick together. They're still Americans in every way.
Right.
But, you know, the ethnicity is very important. And Baltimore is big-time Italian, big-time Jewish.
Yep.
So, yeah. And it is a tribute, or I'm for a loss for words now. It makes Baltimore what it is. Baltimore would not be what it is if it weren't for the tight-knit ethnic groups in this state, in this city.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
No, Craig, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You were spot on there. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. And, of course, yeah, I've seen some of the articles, too, that try to link Luigi Maggioni to this guy, this murderer in D.C., Elias Rodriguez. And I always tell people, because, you know, of course, sometimes I get the questions, and I'm like, look, did you see anybody in the Maggioni family show up for Luigi? No. No. Because they don't appreciate and they don't agree with what he did. And so you see all these girls like fawning over him and they're like, oh, look, if you don't even see the family in the courtroom, why are you there? Why are you there? And I don't think it's very fair to try to link anything to the family at all. And as Craig mentioned here at WCBM, and I've told the story a million times, I'm so happy to be here. It is a privilege to be here. I can't believe I'm back here even after my unsuccessful run there in District 2. But it is a privilege. And the fact that I can come on this airwave and share anything that I want to share. Nobody's here to check over my show plan, tell me what I can say or what I can't say. They can't say which guests I can have or which guests I can't have. And, you know, at another station I worked for, I had to actually get approval for all those things. And it was awful. And so, I'm happy to be here. And hopefully nobody will take note of those smears on the family because, obviously, they have nothing to do with Luigi's murder. And, you know, they also have nothing to do with what happened in D.C. So, but Craig, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I did want to mention here because I was saying how the Harvard University, I should say, is kind of getting smacked around a bit by the Trump administration, specifically Homeland Security. And, you know, a lot of people are saying rightfully so. Obviously, they were taking federal money in and still doing things that weren't so great for we the people. And so it is in my view of many people that if you get federal dollars, and you are harboring individuals that are protesting on your campus and threatening your student body, then we have a problem. We definitely have a problem. This is latest from DHS. It says the administration is holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus. It is a privilege, not a right, for universities to enroll foreign students and benefit from their higher tuition payments to help pad their multi-billion dollar endowments. Harvard had plenty of opportunity to do the right thing, but it has refused. DHS goes on to say they have lost their student and exchange visitor program certification as a result of their failure to adhere to the law. Let this serve as a warning to all universities and academic institutions across the country. And that was signed, actually, by Secretary Kristi Noem. And so you heard there, this is what some people are talking about, losing their student exchange visitor program certification. Now, of course, there are many people weighing in and saying that there's probably not a single judge that will uphold what they said there. And that's a possibility. You know, that's a possibility. But I think a lot of this is honestly just sending a message. You know, they're not going to put up with this. And this is somewhat what Secretary of State Marco Rubio said to Chris Van Hollen earlier this week in the Senate chambers. He said, look, we're not going to play this game. Okay? If you are here on a student visa, if you are here, you know, through this foreign exchange program or anything like that, you are going home if you decide that you are not going to, you can peacefully protest, sure. But when you start threatening people, when it starts getting aggressive, no, you're leaving. It is a privilege for you to be here in the first place. The visas are a privilege. They are not mandatory. We don't have to uphold them. There's nothing that says that we have to. And so I'm sure you can't do this with regards to Harvard University. I'm sure, you know, by next week we'll see where a judge says, no, this can't happen. I'm actually 90% sure this is not going to hold up in court. But we'll see, you know, and hopefully it sends a good message. But that is why President Trump's administration is smacking them around. Now, this next topic here, I just want to give this to you because I know many of you that listen to this show do live in Pikesville or Randallstown and even Columbia. Not sure if you heard about this, but numerous people across the region have reported seeing a bear. Yes. Residents from Pikesville and Randallstown have reported seeing a bear, also in Columbia, and this is coming from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Apparently, they believe it's one black bear. They think it's just one. I don't know about that. How is it just one? Where is the family? One black bear, less than 2 years old. Less than 2 years old. See, this is where I would get caught up. So, so bears, tiny bears to me are cute. And I always see, like, my dog, and I don't know if anybody's ever seen pictures of my dog on social media. I don't share a whole lot. But her name is Stassi, and she is this little black Yorkie poo. And she looks like a bear cub, and that's why I got her. Because I think bear cubs are the cutest things ever. So now you have this little black 2-year-old bear that has been going around the Baltimore region. I don't know why. They say that they're searching for it, just so you know. They are searching for it. But they've seen him. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. At the intersection of Dobbin Road and Snowden River Parkway, right by that Target and Wegmans. Oh, my gosh. That's where Stanford Grill is. I love that restaurant. You know, they just changed the name to Glenwood, by the way. Oh, gosh. But yeah, that's where somebody driving her car said this little black bear caught her eye. And she goes, am I crazy? So she actually pulled off the road. Good thinking. She pulled off the road, stopped and took a picture. And then she was able to send it over to authorities. That was actually a good idea. I hope she didn't get out of the car, though. See, that's the problem with me. I would get out of the car and I would go close to it. And this is, you know, I'm not the brightest all the time. And so, obviously, don't do that. Don't do what I would do. But if you see this bear, definitely call authorities because they're trying to catch it. Let's see. Another woman saw it at the, she was in Taylor Village in Ellicott City. Are you guys familiar with that area? Well, apparently the bear was there on Wednesday. And she had a picture of it because she took a picture and texted it to her friends. And then she saw the news story and was like, oh, I better send this picture in. So then, oh gosh, and so one of the Target shoppers saying here, and this is Channel 11 has a story. One of the Target shoppers says, it's so cute. It's really cute. Of course, it was strange to see it in the Target shopping center, but it was so cute. All right, don't get fooled by the cute little bear. And if you have any little, or any animal at all, like leaving your dogs out right now or your cats, I would say, you know, don't do that. Let's see, another person actually spoke to the reporter and says, my friends are texting me because my dogs are on an electric fence and they are outside all of the time. And of course they're like, please bring your babies in. I don't want them to get hurt by this bear. That's a situation. So obviously if you see any updates about the bear actually being caught, that's great. But right now, and this is just my advice, you don't have to take it. But if you were in Howard County or Baltimore County, I would not leave my dog outside right now. Okay, but you don't have to take my advice. All right, now they're saying again they believe it's just one bear. I guess, can they see that from the pictures, I guess? But if it's 2 years old, where's his mom? You know, where is his mom? I don't know. I think that's strange. Let's see. Edward, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do, Kim. I live in Harford County.
Okay.
And since COVID happened, state parks were closed, you know, local areas were closed off. People didn't go out. And nature, for 4 years, really had a chance to thrive and move around without people. All right? I have a family of four raccoons that visit me nightly. Okay? Oh, yeah, there's this rabid raccoon in this county and rabid raccoon in that county. Yeah, got to be careful with the raccoons. All right. Did you know an opossum cannot catch, odds are 99% they can't catch rabies?
I did not know that.
They give us the antidote for rattlesnake bites because they're immune.
Huh.
They give us the antidote for a coral snake bite because they're immune. And they only live a 3-year lifespan.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this quick question there, Edward. With the bear here that's on the run, is it true that it could be just one bear, or do you think there's a family?
Oh, of course there's more. Of course there's more.
So why are they telling us it's one? Why are they telling us?
They're as elusive as the coyote, okay? We have coyotes right here in Harford County.
Yeah, I've seen the coyotes, yeah.
Okay? You know what a coyote's meal is? It's caviar?
What's that?
It's baby fox.
Huh?
That's why rural areas like this are full of fox, because the fox is an elusive creature, okay?
Yeah,
but
I don't like them either.
It knows to stay near civilization because it's safer around houses and people than it is out there in the outskirts where the coyotes live. Now The coyotes are coming in because there are more of them.
No, that, you know what, Aaron? Edward, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for calling in. You know, look, there's a lot of wildlife out there, for sure. But if you have any animals, especially smaller ones, please don't leave it outside. Because sometimes I would leave my Yorkie poodle right outside out front. And she has like this chain thing out there and she likes to lay in the grass and lay in the sun. And Stassi cannot do that. Now, of course, I had another friend that said that I should not do that anyways because she's so small. Like some of the hawks or the birds, the big ones would come and pick her up. So I haven't really done that recently. But I just wanted to let everybody know there's a bear on the loose. A bear is on the loose. And I'm with Edward on this. I think there's a whole family. I don't think it's just this 1-2-year-old bear. I could be wrong, but I just don't believe so. So just, you know, stay on alert. Stay on alert. I got Mike in PG County. Mike, did you want to talk about Democrats?
I did. So you were talking about the mostly anonymous Maryland Democrats?
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, you know, that seems super rich. What would you call a bottom of the AM dial radio host that has 2 failed bids for political office? What would you call that person?
Well, I would say you're wrong because I had 3. I had a special. Oh, did he hang up? That's craziness. Well, see, if you're going to come in and troll me, you got to stay on the line. I had 3, so I had a special election. And then right after that, we went into the general election, and then I had this one here in 2024. If you're in a blue state like Maryland, it's going to be tough as a Republican. So I don't take that as a dig. We did very well, I think, even in the 7th district. I think we had, 92,000 votes. And then in this last race, we had 151,000 votes. And that's against the county executive of Baltimore County, which he should have beat me a lot better, or, you know, handedly, to be honest with you, but he didn't. And I don't take it as anything wrong. And as I said before, I love being a radio host. This is my favorite job, and I hope that I can keep it for absolutely ever. And I will say, Mike in PG County, if that's your real name, the fact that you're listening to my show makes it seem that I'm a lot more important than you think. We'll be right back.
Memorial Day is more than just a long weekend. It's a time to remember those who sacrifice for our freedom and make sure we're doing our part to protect what they fought for. That's why My Patriot Supply, America's largest and most trusted preparedness company, is holding their Memorial Day sale, and it's a big one. Right now, you can save up to 60% on emergency food kits, water filtration, off-grid power, and more. These are the products trusted by millions of families who refuse to be caught off guard. If you've been thinking about preparing or expanding your supplies, now is the time to do it. This sale won't last long, so shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio today. Remember, when a crisis hits, it's too late to prepare. Get ahead of it now, because, let's be honest, nothing feels better than knowing your family is covered. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. MyPatriotSupply.com/radio.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. Going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com, that's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
All right, you know what that means. It's Friday, and this is the last segment of Kim Klasick Live just for the week. I'll be back here on Monday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, as I am every weekday. I know that you have options, and I appreciate you tuning in. I do have a text here from Russ. Russ says, by the way, Carroll County does not have a diversionary program for its juveniles. I think it's called Go to Jail. Just kidding. Not totally serious, but I don't think they put up with that nonsense in other counties in this state. You know what, Russ? We will find out. In case you missed it, on Tuesday, we'll be joined by Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, and we will discuss his latest press release on the migrant arsonist, but I do want to ask him about the juvenile crime. We've seen Sheriff DeWeese in Carroll County. He has been talking about the juvenile crime, DJS, and Governor Wes Moore, and the fact that they have not taken any action on it. And so I know as far as the prosecutor, I'm sure Haven Shoemaker has been dealing with a lot in his office as well. So we'll get all that information from him on Tuesday. So please tune in. Like I said, I will be here on Monday. I haven't actually put the show plan together yet, but I'm sure that we'll get one going. Robert says, Kim Touche, several of these cowards talk a lot of smack. That's for sure. Yeah, our last caller. Yeah. Well, that's not the first time he's called. So it's like, look, I mean, if you're going to like try to, you know, be condescending and say that I'm not doing something, you know, that I love to do, which I do, or saying that I'm not doing something great. I know for a fact that you listen to my show every day because you call. And if it's so bad, why do you listen? Now, of course, there's people that hate listen. I think Tommy Lahren once had a show talking about that. She's like, I have people that hate follow me. And she's like, you know what? At first I thought it was awful, but then I thought, you know, I need the ratings. So it's fine. It's absolutely fine. I do want to talk about today. I didn't get time to do it. But this Time organization is under scrutiny. And this is a story from Channel 11, by the way. Tali Taylor did it. And, you know, he does a lot of investigative work over there, believe it or not. But it was basically following the money from this organization to Democrats in Maryland in office. And the clip is very long, and I was hoping that we could take a look at it today. But it did talk about campaign contributions and then this organization, which is apparently not filed with the state correctly. So there's going to be an investigation on this organization. And I guess at that time when they announced the investigation, we could talk about it in depth then. But I do believe that there are many nonprofits that are getting a lot of money from the state and even local jurisdictions through a lot of grant funding or even the ARPA funds. And that money does turn around and end up in some of these political campaigns. And I think that happens a lot, right? And so we shall see what happens. Apparently, you know, this organization is under scrutiny, not because of all the political campaign donations. They didn't do anything improper there. But they're under scrutiny because they're actually not filed with the state properly as a nonprofit. Because I guess they're a 501c3, and then they have like a branch that's a 501c4. I don't know. We'll get into it. I'm sure they're going to start that investigation soon, especially since they did a huge investigation, like I said, with Channel 11. Tally Taylor is the reporter, if you want to take a look at it. And he did a serious deep dive. So again, I do hope that all of you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Make sure to wear your seatbelts. Do not drink and drive. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, right? Don't get out there. Don't break any laws. I know that you won't, but don't break any laws. And I'll talk to you on Monday. Noah, thank you so much for a great show today. What's that? Oh, and happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow on Monday at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Everyone can help keep our roads safe. When I'm driving my truck, I'll remember to check my mirrors for smaller vehicles. And when you're on the road, try to avoid lingering in my blind spots. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president. A man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country. And he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.